First, I would like to invite you to sit comfortably, relaxingly. Keep your head, neck, and spine upright, straight, naturally, perpendicular to the ground. Relax your shoulder. Come back to your breathing. And bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. If anyone not turn off the phone, please turn off your phone or switch to the airplane mode. Remember, we should practice that from now on. You can turn it on during the break time only, and then you should control. You should let your have the habit to control it. Allow you to open it, turn it on 3, 4, or 5 times a day only, and limit to 5 to 10 or 15 minutes, depend on what career or how important you are in the position of your job. You should not let the phone control you, especially when we had a lecture, when we eat or when we drink, when we nourish our body and mind. We should not have the phone turned on around you. Very dangerous. And we will learn about that later on in this afternoon, and you will see why we remind you too often. So please do so before we continue the lecture. And as you see on the board, that is the 7th step of therapy based on the recommendation of the AMA, American Medical Association in the United States. And this also the recommendation of the United Nations, the WHO, the World Health Organization. So in that 7th step of therapy, you see the first step should be change your thoughts, the concept, or the thinking. It is perfectly matching with the Eight Noble Four Paths the Buddha teach us. The first one in the Eight Noble Four Paths, that in the right view, right? We should have the right view to do anything. So even though now new pharmaceutical industry, what we call the drug industry, they developed very strong for the last 30 years, and they still have the belief, very strong belief, that every single disease on the world right now, we still have at least 35 to 50% what we call placebo effect. That means when we use the powder of the sugar on no medication compared to a group yield medication. So in 100 people, 35 to 50 people, they use no drug, still have the same result as the one yield drug yield medication. So that's what we call the placebo effect. So what's really placebo effect? When you go to the doctor gives you the medicine. And because you believe that medicine is the one to help to cure or to treat or to help your disease, you don't know that it's a real medicine or that it's just a fake one. The sugar pill only or the nothing in there. Because you believe that. So when you take that pill, okay, 35 to 50% of that, okay, your body will synthesize the substance or anything to help to treat your condition, to cure your disease. So that belief from you and the substance be synthesized inside your body, so everything from your mind, from your body, to help to treat your condition, not from the doctor, not from the medicine. Not from the rub. So actually, this one, this principle perfectly go back and matching with the universal law. And we use the cause and effect. When you give out the positive thought, the positive belief, And then you will receive back, right? You will receive back the good energy from the universe, from your body to treat your condition. So if that is the one side, you know that in the universe, we have everything always have both sides. The coin have two faces, right? Everything have both sides. So if it had a positive, when you're thinking positive, when you have the belief, strong belief. On the other hand, right, on the opposite, when you in the negative mood, right, you have a negative thought, you're under stress, you don't believe on yourself, you are the one to create your own disease or illness. Minimum 35 to 50% of your illness, your disease, create by your own thought, your own activity, your own lifestyle. So the same thing like when you create the negative deed, you did the wrong thing, you will receive the wrong or the bad result back. So based on the scientific information, scientific statistic, they say only 35 to 50%. But actually, it's supposed to responsible for 100 or 99% out of the case. Because everything we create in this universe from our mind, from our thought. You see, very simple, like a piece of paper. When we want to make a paper, we have to find out what kind of material from the plant, from the tree. And if we had the plant and the tree and we had a good process, we can make that the white and very nice, very good paper. If we don't have that kind of tree or plant, we can use the wheat, we can use the grass, we can use something else to make the paper, but that paper, the quality is less, it's not really good compared to the tree. So from the very simple thing to the very complicated one, like you want to make the machine, the speaker, the small speaker, to the big speaker, or you want to make the airplane, aircraft, the satellite. So from the very simple one to the very complicated one, still from our thought, and then we create that. And the same thing, like you see the painter, they imagine and they can draw out, they can paint Deva, very beautiful. But they still can imagine and they draw out the demon. Right, the demon, very ugly, very terrible. From the wood, right, the trunk of the tree, very ugly. The craftsman can create, become the Buddha statue, or they can create the very ugly demon statue. So look at that, very scary, right? So everything created by our mind. So that you see, the scientific statistic, they say only 35 to 50% of the result based on our mind only. But actually, our mind should be responsible for all the activity or thing in our life. I cannot say 100%, but I think at least 95 to 99% are the case. And now we can review to see in our life, we think positive more or negative more. We think the good one more or the bad one more. Which one? Good one or bad one? Bad one. Okay, we think the negative more than the positive. Because the example I told you yesterday, the impermanent, right? The impermanent we usually use in our daily life, especially the Buddhists. We never use in the positive meaning. We use all the negative meaning. So that is one example. And the second term we used to use in Buddhist, karma. Karma, it have the good karma and the bad karma. But whenever we use karma, we mean it negative. We never think about positive. But actually, you get the karma, just the action, intent from your mind. And it just repeated. That's it. It not mean negative or positive, but we use that. We always intend in the negative meaning. So if you are Buddhist, you know about Dhammapada, the Buddha teaching in the poetry. So what is the first one in Dhammapada? What the Buddha taught? Mind is the owner. Your mind the owner. Your mind responsible for every action. So if you have the negative mind brought it out, the bad action through your body or through your mouth, the result will come out like the cock follow the ox. Why he not say the positive first and he say the negative? The second Dhammapada, he will say, okay, my is your owner. My responsible for every single your action. If you have the good intention or the good thought through the body or through the mouth, the result will come out according like your shape follow your body. You see? So the first one he say about your negative thought, and the second one he say about your positive thought. So that order, that sequence, exactly the same like the Four Noble Truths. You see, the Four Noble Truths, the first one is suffering, and the third one will be the end of suffering. That means the opposite. Why the Buddha are not talking about the happiness first? Because the happiness is not exist in life. Most of people suffer. So he had to indicate, show people the reality at the present moment. And then from there, we had to looking for the cause of the suffering. And if we don't want to suffer, and we already know the cause of suffering, now we just eradicate or just go backward, right? Not continue to go in that pathway. So we will eradicate the suffering. It's no more suffering. Okay, we're happy. So now we accept that we have a more negative thought, okay, more bad thought than the positive one in life. But why you see what we call the adult, the senior, the elder, the people over 40, 50 have a more sickness, illness, more disease than the younger one? Because everyone, okay, in general, we have a more negative thought, more bad thought than the positive one and the good one. But why the older people have a more sickness, more problem than the young people? Because the older people, they live with the past more than the future. The young generation or the young people, they live with the future more than the past. So both way of thinking, both way of living is incorrect. Okay, it's incorrect. But why the young age, okay, they have a less problem than the older age? Because if we live with the present moment, we live with the present moment, that is correct way to live. But now the old people, okay, they live in the past, the young people, okay, they live in the future. Both that still incorrect way of living, but the old people will have more problem than the young people. Because the past, whatever happened, already happened. We cannot change. You see, so it's we stuck with that. Okay, it's fixed. But the future, it can change. Future, it will have a potential, more opportunity to change. So we will more open. And then when we look deeper, when you live with the past, that means the memory. Most of us don't keep the good memory for long. We have a tendency to hold back the negative, the sadness, the bad memory, or the bad event more than the good event in our memory. But when we live with the future, we used to have a hope. Right, we have ambition. We hope that, okay, we can change the situation. We can have ambition. We have a dream. So the thought or the energy for the future, it not only have a more open, more opportunity to change, and it have a positive energy, positive direction more than the past with the negative. And even though with the future event, okay, why the female or the lady usually have a more problem than the man? Because female represent for the negative are the yin. So the yin are the negative that have a capacity to hold, to embrace, to restore, to keep it. And then lady usually more sensitive, more detailed than men. So for example, if you have a young girl, you have a young child, the girl in your family, and if she go to school and once in a while she come home late, how many times or how many percent you think that, oh, maybe she stay back to the school to study more, or to help her friend, or she go to the library to do the research, or something, think about good thing. Or you think the negative one, oh, maybe she hang around with her boyfriend, or maybe she go to the movie, or maybe she have an accident, or something like that. You think about the negative more than the positive. So the same thing like when your husband go home late, or when he hang around with some other female people. Okay, how many percent you think, okay, he help them, he have something to do, a good thing for people. You always think the negative one, right? So when it happened once in a while, it not really affect the other person. But when that happened too often, and you thinking that way too often, so what happened? You are the one to initiate, because you send out the energy and you support and you guide that person toward that direction. And finally, it happened. And you say, see, I told you, I predicted. Now it happened. And you don't know you are the one to create that. You are the one to support it. So that's why we have to be very careful about our thinking in life. Usually think in the negative way, the best way more than the good one. So that's why we have more problem, right? We have more problem than men, or we have more problem than the young people. Now, we have a general principle for everyone now. We look back to ourselves and the environment we live around. For example, again, when you touch your body from the top to the bottom, you see on the top, your hair, your grasp, your head, and your shoulder, your arm, your leg, everywhere you see are solid. So you think that, okay, your body kind of moist by the solid. Rarely we see the liquid, unless when we tear, when we sweat, when we urinate. And that is the gross material, or the visible material. How about the invisible material, like the air? We breathing in and out. We don't see it, so we don't pay attention. We don't think the importance of that. And the heat or the energy. You see? So this is what we think with our normal life, our concept. Okay? We're based on this scale. So the same thing for our body. In our daily life, you see, okay, when we work, when we have a shower, when we talk, when we want to eat, when we cry, whatever activity we see on the physical body, right? On the physical level only. So you think this is the main one, this is the boss one, this one do everything for you in your daily life. You don't see the physiological body, the one to supply the energy, the one to convert all the raw material into the energy. And you don't see the psychological, and you don't see the spiritual one. So that's why when you feed your body to maintain your body, you feed it, you still thinking that the food is the solid one, edible one. You never pay attention to the quality of that, just based on the quantity. We eat unmindful, you don't feel the flavor, we don't feel the other kind of the level of the energy. We don't pay attention to that, we not appreciate to that, etc. You see, that is the way we nourish our body. So and then when you look at the environment, the surrounding of you, you see your house, your road, your office, everything on the land. Even though you live in Hawaii, the island, surrounding this stay on the ocean, and you want to go to the mainland, it's about 10,000 miles, 17,000 to about 20,000 miles to get to the mainland, to the United States or to Japan or to other countries nearby. But you still see everything on the land. So you see the land is the most important, the majority of your environment. You don't see much the water. You don't see the air or the energy, the universal energy. So you see all the one we think we deal with the normal life, okay, that is what we think on your left side. But actually, in reality, it's totally opposite. It could be on the right side. Because the physical body is just the labor. Every single activity from the physical body has to be controlled from your brain. You have to have a thought arise before you can do anything. So this is just the labor to do whatever the brain signal give out the order to do that. But and then to perform the action, it needs to have a calorie. Because so when you're on the bed, when you have a terrible illness, you don't eat, you don't have energy, you want to lift your hand, you want to lift your leg, you really want to do so, but you cannot, right? Even though you want to smile or you want to blink your eye, you cannot do so. So to perform the order from the brain, the physical body needs to have energy. Then who are the ones to provide the energy, the physiology level, the one to convert all the raw material into the real energy for the body to use? So that's one. In reality, the physical body is just a very small part, the least important. If it wants to do something, it needs to have energy. And because this body very complicated, and it needs to have the boss to control, to regulate it, that is from the brain. And because the first body, the psychological body, the brain, it's not perfect. It's not perfect. Why it's not perfect? And why it needs the four level of the body? The third level of the body, it cannot work 24/7. That means it cannot work continually 24 hours forever, right? Maximum, it can work 18 hours per day. So that's why we use it 6 to 8 hours of sleeping for the normal people. When we not go to sleep and we work all day long 24 hours, we may pass through the first cycle, that means the first 7 days. Maybe no problem. The second cycle, maybe not the problem. You feel tired, but you not pass out. But when you go to the third cycle, remember the law number 3, you see? And the law number 7, we will learn later on. So after 3 cycles of 7, that means maximum after 21 days, you will pass out. The circuit automatically shut down. So that is one imperfect of the third body. It cannot work continually forever. And the second imperfect thing is it be impacted by the external thing a lot. For example, when you eat the same amount of the same thing, but when your emotion change, the absorption, the digestion will change, right? When you happy, it digests different, it absorbs different. When you feel worry, when you feel angry, right? When you feel disappointed. So your emotion change. The whole body, the whole process, the absorption, digestion will change. Because all that imperfect thing, that's why we need to have the four level of our body. That means the spiritual body. Spiritual body here not mean the religious body. Okay, the religion just a portion of the spiritual only. So this one can work 24 hours a day, and it works forever. In the body, out the body, inside the body, outside the body. When we sleep, really deep sleep, but we still can hear. Somebody call your name and automatically you wake up. When you hear the sound, the alarm, You set the alarm and you put it here, but somebody take it, put it in some other place. But when you in deep sleep, you hear the sound alarm, you know where it is, and you wrap it and you turn it up, right? And when you have the pillow rubbed down on the ground, you know where it is, and you put your hand down and you lift it up. You don't need to open your eye, and you don't do it consciously. You did an unconsciously. So that's why the four body is much more powerful, and it can work continually 24/7 in the body and out of the body. So now you know that, okay, the order of our body level, the higher, the more powerful and more important. So we can use the higher level of the body control to regulate to monitor the lower one. And for example, if the signal sent out from the brain to tell your body to move, if a person still have two legs, they can move by the leg. But a person have no leg, they have to move by the buttock, or they have to move by their hand, you see? And then also, normally we need to have energy from the second body to provide the real energy for the first body to perform the action on the order from the third body. But and then if we can use the third body to regulate, to monitor, they can use a different kind of energy, right? They can use different type of energy. We don't need to have the second body to provide that. For example, that is what we are practicing right now in this retreat. So during the normal time, you have to use the medication. You have to use the medication to treat for the physical condition, that means your illness. But now we use some medicine in the vegetable for your physical body condition. But actually we use from this level, right? We use from the third body. That's what we learned this morning. Change the thought, change the concept. And that's also considered to placebo effect. Your mind will produce the substance accordingly to your condition to treat your own condition. No medicine can do that. So if you know, so we had the four level of the body, this is the most powerful. So we are practicing a little bit right now in this retreat. We use the spiritual energy. That means through meditation and through the universal energy, through the healing energy. If we can use this higher level of energy, the higher level of our body, it can override all three lower levels of our body. So if we want to do so, and again, the first thing we need to do is have to change our concept, our thoughts, back to the reality. We have to look things as it is. So in our body, we know that the solid just combined by 1/3 of our body weight only. And the liquid, it combined the other 2/3, 70% of our body weight is the liquid. The same thing when we nourish our body. When we nourish our body, we have to follow the same diagram, the same order. You see that in the normal life, how much you ingest the solid food? 3 meals per day, right? Each meal you have one bowl, that will be about 1 liter. So 3 meals per day maximum, you can have 3 liters of the solid food only. How much for the liquid? You can drink about 5 or 6 liters. That means about 1 gallon to 1.5 gallon a day. That is for the big guy, right? When we work out in the farm, we go sweating continually. You see, so only 3 liters of the solid food, 6 liters of the liquid. That is maximum we can inject. How much the air we inject every day? Nobody think about that. Each time we breathing in and out about 1 gallon, that means almost 4 liters. Every minute we breathe in and out around 15 times. See, 15 times. So we need 15 gallon or 60 liters of the air every minute. How many minutes in an hour? 60 minutes. So each hour we need 3600 That means 3,600 liters. So almost about 1,000 gallons of the air, 24 hours a day. So we need about 20,000 gallons, 85 to 90,000 liters of the air per day. And the oxygen concentration in the air about 20%. So you have, if you have a 20,000 gallons, right, you have a 20,000 gallon of air. In that, you need about 4,000 gallon of oxygen. That means about 16,000 liters of the oxygen. How many fold more than the liquid? You say almost 12,000 more than the liquid. So we never think about the importance of the air, of the oxygen, of the gas. That's why you see the second step of therapy, we need to relax and have enough fresh air, enough oxygen. It's very important. We can go day and week without the food, without the drink, but only 4 minutes of lacking oxygen, we pass out or we may die. So back in the real food we ingest every day, we should not concentrate on the quantity. We should learn or we should think about the quality of the food. Not only the quality of the food, but how we cook, how we eat. That is more important because it's the same kind of food, but the different way of cooking, different way of eating will make it different. That is the basic for you to see what we thinking in our life, and it make it totally wrong and totally opposite. So that's why the Buddha called it, that is the crazy one, right? The one to look things upside down. So this afternoon we will learn a little bit deeper. So with our thoughts, before opposite like that, okay, it what happened to our body and with the system of the diagnosis and the treatment, and then if we want to change that, okay, what we need to do to nourish our body and mind in the correct way so we can change our condition or we can prevent for the illness and the sickness for ourselves as well as for the environment. All right, now everybody come back to your breathing, sit straight, upright, relax your body. Bring your mind back to your body fully 100% and listen to the sound of the bell.